The sign of Sagittarius, November 21st through December 20th. The archer takes aim and shoots his arrow of truth, hitting center target as the astral wheel points towards the ninth sign of the zodiac, Sagittarius. Being a male polarity, yang, thinking type of individual, this personality is always ready to state what he or she perceives as the blatant truth about reality, sending quivers of direct and blunt honesty to others that is simply dead on. Their key phrase, I see, illuminates how their clarity of vision and awareness is broad enough to scan the entire overview of any situation.
In tandem with their ruling planet Jupiter, known in the ancient Greek myths as the king of the gods, a Sagittarian sees the big picture, what is greatest for all.
That fundamental trait makes this intelligent personality perfect for any overseas position, like CEO, boss, teacher, or politician. Being a fire sign, which means in touch with the fire and awareness of spirit, this sign has a direct line to the spirit plane, thus allowing this evolved consciousness to have the broadest perspective of any situation. They literally perceive reality from a higher vantage point, and therefore can pull out of the illusion of the earth plane. Hence, their often brutally honest direct approach can sharply sting someone they intend to enlighten. For humans generally like to stay in their own state of delusion, rather than be pointedly awakened from it. Tact is not a Sagittarian's forte, for that talent only comes with an awareness of the yin or feminine aspect of feelings or heart, which the Sagittarian spends little time exploring. For them, there are too many things to do rather than sit and be and feel. Therefore, losing patience can often be their downfall. Having a mutable approach in life also shows how they will avoid conflict and feelings and give in to the pressure of someone else. For if they were to be firm, it would be hard for them to maintain the positive light air that they so love to express. The archer wants to constantly be shooting its phallic arrows of energy outward, rather than being more in balance by receiving passively energy from others, too. Jupiter's counterpart in the Roman myths is Jove, which is the root name for the word joviality. For this upbeat sign is full of fun. Truly in alignment are the holiday parties and festive activities in December, which reflect the sign's positive party attitude. Loving the next great adventure, this sign enjoys world travel, wishing to explore the next fascinating spot that they have never been on the globe. Enthusiastic, talkative, and cheery, they make a good friend as long as one does not impose restrictions on this freedom-loving personality. For if one does, the archer will hoof its way out of there. In a relationship, they usually need to know that the other person understands their need for freedom or shares the same desire for it too. The glyph of the centaur, half man and half horse, symbolizes the Sagittarian's conflict between balancing their loftier philosophical ideals along with their lower, baser animal instincts. This sign prefers maintaining a lofty manner, preferring not to get into the ugliness down below or inside. The archer symbol is said to originate from the kindest and wisest of all centaurs, Chiron, who mentored Hercules. Chiron was the son of Cronos, god of time, who morphed into a horse in order to hide his affair with Philyra, a sea nymph, from his wife Rhea. According to the myth, Chiron accidentally received a poisoned arrow from the bow of his student Hercules while the strong man was fighting other warlike centaurs. Since Chiron was immortal and could not die, the pain of the injury tormented him to the degree that he asked Zeus to give his immortality to Prometheus so that he could die. Upon his death, Zeus placed the beloved centaur up in heaven as one of the constellations of the zodiac. More positive traits of the sign include having a fun sense of humor. Their minds are quick and can tell a tale with Zeus-like presence. Generous by nature, they tend to offer help to charitable organizations or their friends and family who are in need. They view themselves as the source, divvying out support and equal light to all. Being fiery at times, their temper can get the best of them, and their quick, unbridled tongue can steep them deeply in trouble, hurting others' feelings with their painfully sharp arrow of truth. However, a Sagittarian does need to be listened to, for they are usually speaking the truth, but their direct manner can distract from that gift of wisdom. Learning to tactfully share one's truth about reality can have a more positively profound effect on people than at first bruising egos along the way. For if the Sagittarian learns a diplomatic approach, they can still share their enlightened view and thus better transform reality with the light of wisdom. That would achieve more their desired result, as opposed to needing to gallop away again after they have unwittingly contracted another embarrassing case of hoof and mouth disease. End transmission.